A shake-up of the Rugby Sevens circuit this season will separate the best from the rest. For the first time, a grand final will cap off the competition, and New Zealand's men and women are in with a chance to be crowned champions in Madrid. We're joined by sports reporter Felicity Reid. Aren't we already celebrating New Zealand winning Sevens titles this week?
Yeah, you might have noticed that the men and women overnight won the last leg of the World Series regular season in Singapore. So the Black Ferns' victory over Australia in the final allowed them to also win the sort of regular season title. That's the accumulation of points and how they'd gone throughout the season. So plenty to celebrate there. But the season's not quite over yet. With this rejig of the Sevens circuit, it's meaning that they've introduced this grand final. It was part of what they described as reimagining the Sevens circuit. So they've gone to equal pay, fewer games, different locations. So we found out a couple of months ago that Spain is getting to host these grand finals. And it is a bit of the top 12 after this regular season and go through to this grand final. The bottom four miss out, potentially. They go to a promotion relegation, kind of fighting to stay in this top tier of rugby sevens. And so there's a little bit of crossover. It's the different nations have had some success for both men and women, as New Zealand have had. So the men's top eight are Argentina, Ireland, New Zealand, Australia, France, Fiji, South Africa, and Great Britain. And the women's grand finals teams are New Zealand, Australia, France, USA, Canada, Fiji, Ireland, and Great Britain. So this sort of comes into an opportunity for the women to add to their trophy cabinet. They've got until the end of the month. That's when they have this grand final. And for the men, it's a little bit of a change around because their season didn't start as well as it could have. And as I read out the teams that had qualified there, we can see that for the men, they actually finished behind Argentina and Ireland. So the grand final is a winner-takes-all. It's 3 days of competition. Win that, and they can sort of sign off that part of the season going, hey, we actually had a bit of success, a little bit of a last hurrah before they head off to the Olympics as well.
Now, tell us, what do the Wellington Phoenix think about their A-League semi-finals opponent? This is Melbourne Victory.
It is. So it was a little bit of edgier seat stuff last night if you're a Wellington Phoenix player or fan. It was the elimination final between the Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City. It was a game that went the distance. It went to extra time. It went to penalties. So you're having to sort of hang around and wait and see which team would actually end up against the Phoenix. Came through to victory. It was against the odds. They were down to 10 men in the first half. They sort of got it back to that one all, which is what had finished after normal time. Then their goalkeeper, Paul Izzo, really stood up. He saved four penalties throughout the game, three of them in this dramatic penalty shootout. So for them, they've made it through. And asked if he'd thought his side was dead and buried at one point during this, victory coach Tony Popovich was quick to shut that down in the post-match. He always believed that they were getting through. I think that maybe the Phoenix sort of thought that as well. The Victory have very successful. They've had four grand final wins and they've quite a formidable opponent to come up against in this two-league semi-final. But because the Phoenix finished higher than the Victory, they get to choose whether they host the first or second. They've opted to host the second, which means this first semi-final leg is going to be at Amy Park, which is not a happy hunting ground for the Phoenix. And here is what coach Giancarlo Italiano has to say about the Phoenix's poor win record at Amy Park.
Well, I think eventually the odds will tip in our favour, so I'm kind of hoping it's Sunday. But it's a very hard place to go, and in the back of my mind, in terms of experience, they're the one club that I wanted to play in a semi-final at Amy, because I think, you know, their fans make an electric atmosphere, and if we have a good travelling contingent as well, it'll be a great feel, it'll be a great experience for the boys, and let's hope we can get 3 points there.
And Paul Izzo, that goalkeeper, he also was looking forward to that matchup with the Phoenix. The Phoenix have actually headed over the Victory a little bit this season. So he's saying that there's no reason why they shouldn't be like a sellout at Amy Park. So, and a bit of a tough one for the Phoenix to go into on Sunday.
I've always thought being a football goalkeeper must be the worst job in the world.
A lot of pressure, and you're never expected to come out on top.
Thank you, Felicity. That is our sports reporter, Felicity Reid.